pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way. No.
Welcome back to the Jeff.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. You want to be in touch with the program? All you got to do is text me. Still to come on the program about 30 minutes from now, we'll have Congressman Gary Palmer joining us. I think in Milwaukee or maybe on his way en route there. But either way, we will talk to Congressman Palmer about 30 minutes in the 11 o'clock hour. We haven't talked to him in a while, but he called it. Baron Coleman called that there would be at least one assassination attempt on Joe Biden. On Donald Trump. And I thought that was crazy. And we were texting over the weekend. So just get his thoughts and do a little follow up there. But joining us now on the line, he is one of our Monday regulars. Always a pleasure to have Shane Stringer, a state representative for North Mobile County and a part of Baldwin County, on with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thank you for having me again.
Hey, thanks for coming on. I just kind of kick it off here, and you have a unique perspective, being a police chief, having worked through in law enforcement your entire career. What did you make of what happened on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, pretty shocking as everybody, but, you know, as a law enforcement also, just unbelief that a 20-year-old untrained kid, I guess you could say, was able to make his way into the scene with a rifle and able to actually pull off some rounds, that struck President Trump. So, as a law enforcement administrator, you never want to be responsible for a great failure like that and letting something slip through the cracks on you. And that one, man, Secret Service is going to, especially the administration, is going to have to hear that one for a long, long time and have to own that one.
Well, here's my perception of what happened. And I have covered, like I said, hundreds of these presidential events over the years, presidents, candidates, former presidents. And the way it works, Representative, is, there's a protocol here. If you're media, especially if you're in TV media, they make you go in like 6-7 hours early, set your stuff up. They kick you out, then they do a security sweep, then they let you back in. For media, we had to get there 3 hours ahead of time, but it's always been about 3 hours ahead of time for everybody getting the place locked down. And it just looks to me like they didn't really do the proper protocol. But it's this, and I mean, like, you go like, the one that I was like, Ben Carson had a Secret Service detail, Newt Gingrich, some of these candidates who didn't quite get there, but you don't get the best of the best details to handle these situations. And that's what it looks like to me, is they just kind of got the B team here running around with Trump.
Yeah, it's, you see that, in politics where, somebody kind of, not a big fan of Trump, so definitely not going to give him the best of the best. And, he gets the second grade, but not to say that they're not some very sharp, professional individuals on that detail. You see it from time to time where things are not taken quite as serious as they should. And, I guess they just take it, get lax with it. But, the other thing you see is from time to time in different administrations is they hire people based on the wrong reasons. They hire them because of their affiliations with that administration or other reasons, instead of hiring the most qualified people for these jobs, and especially the department heads and leaders of Secret Service and other areas. So, wouldn't be surprised if that didn't play a part in some of this. You got, sometimes people just don't know what they don't know. And if they're not trained, then, they shouldn't be in those positions. You want the best of the best in that.
But I just don't think, I think they're spread so thin with two presidential candidates, two former presidents still living. I look at it, I think they're like any other realm of law enforcement right now, representative, that they're just stretched thin. And I'm not saying that the Secret Service needs to pay a price here. There needs to be accountability. I'm not trying to make excuses, but it's clear to me, like, kind of knowing what I know and having been around, like, a president speaking at an event versus, I say, Newt Gingrich speaking at an event, and just sort of the level of security and the level of competency from the Secret Service agents that are there, I don't think they were giving Trump their best people.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that. You bring out a good point there. So it's, you know, I'm sure it's all going to be investigated, looked at, and hopefully they'll learn from it. You know, that's too big of a price to pay or to let something go through like that. You know, there's no excuse that, like I said, a 20-year-old untrained kid should be able to make his way to where he did with a long gun. I mean, that's just unacceptable. You know, I know the local law enforcement here in Mobile County, they're more professional than that. I know I served 10 years on the Mobile County Sheriff's Department SWAT team, and, you know, we handled lots of details, assisted with lots of details, and, you know, we all had the training and the knowledge of how to handle those situations, and it's just unbelievable that it slipped through and was able to make it to where he did with the Secret Service.
We'll talk about this and the type of firearm the suspect used and that range and just how close that was of a call.
Yeah, I mean, just totally unbelievable that he was able to get that close, you know, and I guess it's, you know, who knows? I don't know if the young guy had done any training or practiced with the gun or not, but, you know, I do know that from time to time you hear the old saying, spray and pray, you know, they just fire off as many rounds as they can and hope that one of them hit. But, you know, that was pretty close and pretty devastating that he was, you know, able to do that. And only by the grace of God that President Trump's still here.
The other thing about this, though, like, you're not hearing this, and this is probably in your wheelhouse as well. We're not talking about guns, are we? We're not talking about the Second Amendment. Maybe that comes later. Maybe it's still fresh. But, like, whenever you have one of these gun events, quote-unquote, the left really goes all in on gun control. They haven't done that this time.
No, and I'm really shocked. Like you said, it's probably coming. You know, it's almost every time that you see this, it's always the gun problem. But no, I think in this situation, you're looking at a mental health issue or, you know, it's just a very crazy world we're living in. And you've got mental health problems. You got the, I guess a lot of rhetoric being put out by the left that's just stirring things up. And, you know, I think that we're lacking a lot of common sense in some of this. I think if people would just kind of calm down, let's put some common sense to what's going on and let's address the problems. And the problem is not the gun, and that we would, we'd be just fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, so far it's just kind of, everybody's just kind of in shock. They're talking about the lapses in security and I don't know, like I have seen this. I guess he got the gun from his father, and it was obtained legally, and probably if they did try to play the Second Amendment, or well, that wouldn't be a Second Amendment card, it's just gun control card, none of their remedies would have prevented any of this.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, if his dad purchased the gun legally, and, you know, he's living in the same house with his dad, and, you know, potentially able to get access to it. So, you know, I guess, you know, they're always trying to, you know, I guess his dad's going to, you know, potentially get scrutinized and come after. So I don't know. It's very crazy, the mindset that some of the Democrats and liberals have related to weapons and gun ownership. So, you know, I think that we, you know, stick to common sense and let's deal with the problems at hand, and the rest of it takes care of itself.
joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program for a few more minutes here. Well, the politics of this, I mean, and then couple that with this classified docs case being thrown out, remains to be seen if the special counsel will appeal it. But that it looks like to me the things are starting to go the way for Republicans in November.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, man. I think a lot of people have been praying about this and praying for President Trump. They've thrown everything at him, including the kitchen sink. So, you know, and I think they just hoped that something would stick. And, you know, they've tried to bankrupt him. They've tried to do every crime in the book at him, trying to imprison him. And, you know, and it was no shock to me that somebody attempted this. You know, I've been saying for months that I felt like that if they weren't able to accomplish everything else, it wouldn't surprise me if this didn't happen. So, you know, this was not a shock in that aspect, but it was absolutely a shock to see my president get shot and that close to death. So, but yeah, I think there's just so much rhetoric being put out by the left. They've just kind of lost common sense in some of this. And I'm hoping that, you know, this will bring everybody down to earth and they will, you know, let's look at things in a realistic capacity and how we're going to handle the future.
I mean, it just feels like, you know, the left threw everything they had at this guy, the lawfare, the rhetoric, and there's no comparison here, Representative, and that Trump's rhetoric and the right versus he's Hitler, he's going to end democracy, he's going to be an authoritarian, he's going to take away your rights. This really over-the-top hyperbole that the left is using it. And like, you and I see it, and it's just like, well, that's what they do, guys. But, I mean, like, people, the untrained ear hears that, and they really start to think, well, I need to do something here. I mean, I don't want to lose my country.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, you know, it's been a two-tiered system that we've lived in. You know, it's obvious we see things that's gone on with Hillary Clinton. We've seen stuff go on with the Biden family and Hunter Biden. And really, it appears that nothing significant has been done or taken place with them. And then you see them come in and start, you know, pushing all this against Trump in every aspect and every way possible. And like I said, I really feel like it's, you know, let's throw this against the wall and until something sticks kind of deal. But, you know, it's just so unrealistic, you know, and it's to sit here and look at some of the stuff you see on the news and in the media and social media and to believe that we have citizens that are falling and believing in a lot of the false narrative that's being put out is just pure heartbreaking. You know, and I'm just praying that people's eyes will open up and they're going to see the truth. And, you know, and like I said, I've been praying for President Trump, and, you know, I really felt like that, you know, the truth was going to prevail in the end and things were going to come together. But holy moly, man, that's been a lot thrown at him in such a short period of time.
Yeah, and they just, it was, I mean, but this was bound to happen. And you think about, like, the unprecedented thing of raiding a former president's home, going through his private belongings, and then here down the road, 2 years later, it turns out that this guy probably wasn't appointed legally. Then, I mean, that's, to me, I mean, they really played fast and loose this whole time. And we never, you know, it wasn't like Joe Biden won by a big margin in 2020, and this was some sort of mandate election that we were going to do things differently. But look at the way things are now, and some of this is starting to go by the wayside, and all of these precedents that they have violated to get to where they are today.
Yeah, I think that they knew that they had a very short period of time to do this, you know, to I guess try to damage Trump or slow him down. I mean, it didn't take a rocket scientist to watch the polls. I'm sure they're doing polls just like, you know, the Republicans are. And it don't take a rocket scientist to see that the popularity that he has and the things that he accomplished during his term. So, you know, I think that with the Republicans putting stuff in place, checks and balances in place to watch the elections to make sure they were fair and not, you know, cheated or anything done wrong, and just lots of stuff writings on the walls that showed the Democrats that they had a limited time to, I guess, to try to damage him or to try to minimize his chances of running.
Representative, we got to leave it there, but you're always kind to come on this program, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot. Y'all have a good day.
State Representative Shane Stringer there. Always appreciate him coming on the program. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. But honey, now I